This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back. It's Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. I believe it's my turn. Yep, it is. Chris Urs and the fans headed your way.
Before we get to it, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Unless you have something.
No, I have nothing.
You know how once in a while on this show we try to talk about everybody taking a minute to appreciate everything they have out there?
Yes.
Taking a minute to appreciate just how lucky you are, even though you're having a rough day, a bad day, something terrible has happened around you.
Indeed.
You're still lucky.
Me
this
personally?
Just came. No, anybody there that I'm talking to, everybody out there, think about, just don't forget it because. This story just came in a few minutes ago. 43-year-old South Florida head men's basketball coach Amir Abdur-Rahim has died following complications that arose during a medical procedure.
Oh,
that's
wow.
It. 4 days or 14 days before the start of the season, Coach Abdur-Rahim went in for some medical procedure, obviously, complications. He has passed away, only 43 years old. You know, these things can happen, can be taken from you. I mean, it's so sad. I don't know this coach. I don't know South Florida too well. He was the AAC Coach of the Year last year. Obviously had a great season.
Wow.
Getting ready to bring his team
in. Where'd
you
see this? Where'd this break at?
It's on...
It just hit my phone.
Yeah, it hit Scraby's phone. I looked. It's on sportsillustrated.com right now. But, you know, I don't know him or the program, but to read something like this is just heartbreaking.
That's sad.
And, you know, just remind it, just, you know, thank your lucky stars out there. Because I know everybody listening to the show isn't having a great day today. Maybe you're having a rough day, a tough time. And, you know, just consider yourself lucky because, you know, Amir Abdur-Rahim, you know, this happened to him. And our best thoughts, prayers to that school and everybody surrounding it.
You know, what I thought a lot about and I talked on the Scraby Show about is that, like, when people pass away now, I really, really pay attention to their ages. And Fernando Valenzuela was 63. And it, like, hit me because my parents are the same age. And it's just like that. Put it in perspective as to how young 63 really is and how much life he had ahead for him.
And how fragile it all is, be.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're right.
So,
one of 13 siblings he was.
Mr. Rahim.
Mr.
Abdur-Rahim.
He was an all-star with the Atlanta Hawks.
He played in the NBA then.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading on Sports Illustrated. Wow,
that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That really is. I mean,
yeah, one of 13 siblings came from a basketball family. Oh, excuse me, his older brother is Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
That's where I recognize the name. He was an NBA player.
Yeah, he was an NBA player. He's now the NBA president of the G League. His brother is. So that's a tough loss for
that's heartbreaking.
Basketball community for sure.
I mean, in just the way this happened, I don't know any details yet. Beyond the fact he goes in for a procedure and he, you know, doesn't come out.
Yeah.
That's just not right. So, all right. Sorry to put a downer on thing. I didn't mean to, but I hope I'm passing it along. A, as informative. B, as just a reminder to all of us.
Let's jump into some Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Last thing on Coach Abdur-Rahim. Post on X or Twitter. USF head coach Amir Abdur-Rahim promised the school a conference championship, and he did it in his first season.
I need to get the audio because it's kind of haunting at this point, but it's also kind of cool at the same time.
What, the audio of him promising that?
Yes, here he is saying that.
Because when that day comes, and it's going to come, I asked MK, you afraid of heights? Because you're going to have to get up on that ladder one day to cut down those nets. Go Bulls.
Yeah.
Man.
That was just last season. Conference championship.
Wow. Yeah.
That is very
That's
sad.
Heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. But I don't know where I go with that.
No, you can't say but just
no,
move on.
No, I'm just going to move on. All right. So the rules for Chris versus the Fans. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If the question, if you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. If you are a first-time player, let us know. You'll get the first question for free today.
And you will win, if you win today, a pair of tickets. Did you say this?
No.
Sold out Dia de los Deftones at Petco Park. It's on November the 2nd, featuring Deftones, Idols, Paris, Texas, and more. All of my favorite groups. All right, is that what they are, I hope?
They are groups.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, name them again.
Deftones.
Okay.
Idols.
Okay.
Paris, Texas.
Love it.
Those are your groups.
It's good stuff.
It's sold out, though.
It is sold out. I know that Dia de los Deftones is a big deal.
Evidently, somebody likes them. A lot.
A lot of people.
Yeah, right.
So you have some way of phrasing things sometimes.
Give me the contestants' names, please.
Let's go to Brad.
Brad, welcome to the show. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, gentlemen. Hey, just want to follow through with what Chris just said. I went to two of the Padre-Dodger games, and I shook the hands of the Dodgers people and said, you know, guys, it's just a game. Let's have fun. We had the best time. Until you rooted, high-fived, looked at each other, and gave sounds. But you know what? It's a freaking game.
Yeah.
Enjoy life.
It is, no doubt. By the way, he brings up a great point. I know oftentimes we focus in on the couple of losers out there throwing fists at each other. A large majority of people are doing exactly what was just talked about there, which is, you know,
right. You're
in competitive spirit, you're rooting for your team, but when it's all said and done, you guys shake hands, you move on, and you go.
Bad apples always spoiled a bunch.
That's very true. All right, here we go.
Oh, Scraby with a good one.
I have some cliches today.
Yes, you do. Let's get to the first question.
Good,
here we go.
Good statement, though, Brad.
Thank you,
very
Brad.
Good.
What historic feat happened in the Lakers game two nights ago?
It was a father-son playing together.
Yes, indeed it was.
Yep.
On to question.
Two future all-stars.
Oh,
I like the way
Tony
you're talking.
The sound of that.
All right, Brad, you quit while you're ahead. You said something really good, and then you followed up with something not all that bright.
All right, here we go, Brad. Question number two. Oh, here we go. That's a good one. Aaron Boone played for six teams in Major League in his Major League career. Name three of
Just
the
three.
Six.
Just three, huh?
Just three. Let's see. He played Brave.
Okay.
Red.
Okay.
And Red Sox.
All right.
Braves, Reds. What did he say?
Braves, Sox. Reds, Red Sox.
Stay there, Brad.
I can only name the Reds and the Yankees. I know he played for the Yankees because he hit the home run, and I remember him starting at the Reds. After that, I would just be flipping a coin.
So flip it.
Flip it to the Orioles.
Orioles!
Orioles!
Oh,
wow, Brad's still
alive. You guys both got the Reds. Right. You got the Yankee.
Yeah.
I just pick one of the last four, the Nationals.
Played for the Nationals?
Yes. And I missed, he also played for the Astros. What?
So you don't need to get rest. We might be able to pick the other three teams one of these days. I'll keep it there. There's only two now because you gave that one away.
I'll keep it there.
All right, you're on to the next round, Brad. Here we go. Question number three.
All righty.
Salas and DeVries won't turn 20 until 2026. In case you didn't know, those are the two young prospects for the Padres. Who is there to record a hit for the Padres before his 20th birthday?
The only one ever?
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. As a Padre?
As a Padre.
AJ Cassavell newsletter question right here.
This is number two
or
three?
I hope he's okay with me stealing his questions.
Is this number two
prior,
or three?
Prior to,
three.
Okay, wait.
Oh, this is three.
Hey, guys. He wasn't 20 yet?
Before his 20th birthday.
Before his 20th birthday.
So he was 19.
Jackson, it would not have been him. Abram.
CJ. Mr.
CJ
Abrams.
Stay there, Brad.
Ello for the steal.
My guess is, I think it's a good guess, but I don't know if it's right. Benito Santiago.
This is the second time this week. It's a good guess, obviously.
I don't know.
Wow. We got ourselves a winner.
Brad,
nice, Brad.
You got there. It. I don't know that Chris would ever get this time.
Mike Ivey.
Oh, God, no, I'd never get that.
Recorded eight hits as a 19-year-old September call-up in 1971.
I remember Mike Ivey was the number one overall pick, if I'm not mistaken, and he didn't really turn into all that much beyond that, those eight hits. But, yeah, I would not have got that, Brad. Good job.
Nice work,
Brad. You get to go. Are you a fan of either Los Deftones or Los Idols or Los Paris, Texas? Does that all sound good, Brad?
It does, and I'm hoping Lynyrd Skynyrd comes on as a surprise band.
There you go. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Hang on the line, Brad, and Scraby will get
you on
the
mega. This is coming from a guy who goes to, like, Journey cover bands. So.
No, I went and saw actual Journey.
What was the cover band that you went and saw?
Last year, a couple years, I saw Fleetwood Mac cover band. I've seen
Fleetwood Mac.
A couple others.
Oh, well, you're very...
I'm not cool when it comes to music.
Okay.
I don't claim to be.
All right, I withdraw my
But
comment.
I'm not in the, you know, the age
When's
of
last time you seen Barry? Your guy.
Barry Manilow.
That's your guy, right?
It's probably been like 25 years since I've seen
we
him.
We need to get Chris to a Barry Manilow
But I have
show.
Seen him two or three times. It's just been a long time since I've seen him. I don't mind admitting, you know, I'm comfortable enough in my own skin to be able to say that.
For sure.
All right.
Let's get to break.
Thank you.
On the other side, NFL, Gwen and Chris's NFL pick'em continues. What is this, week eight? Nine?
Yes, and you're
eight.
Crushing
week
me still.
Week eight. Chris looks to cut the ground. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, final segment of Gwen and Chris for this day. We'll have a full four-hour show tomorrow. Among our guests tomorrow, Aztec football head coach Sean Lewis, ahead of the Aztecs game Saturday night against Washington State.
Looking for three straight here.
Let's do it. 14.5-point underdog, Aztecs. Going into that one?
Ooh.
Two TDs. So Let's go, boys.
Let's go, Aztecs.
Let's go, boys.
Let's do this. See if we can pull it off.
Can I play something real quick before,
yeah, before we get to our picks? Pick'em? Yes, yes.
I've been called the bearer of misinformation many times on this show.
Mm-hmm. It's just a setup, Doc.
But,
yeah, this isn't sounding good for me.
But Chris is the bearer of misinforspelling. Here it is.
But it's still PPRS on there. And but it still says CLIPPRS on there.
I was alerted to this. And I love it when I get some ammunition. So thank you.
That was good.
Clippers.
The Clippers.
Forgot the R, I guess. Huh?
The E.
The
forgot.
E. All right.
Still can't spell it.
No, I still can't spell it.
All right, that's it.
All right, very good, you people out there. Don't miss a thing. I appreciate that. All right, Tony Gwynn Jr. is having Clippers. His way.
Clippers.
In the Gwynn versus Chris NFL Pick'em, he has led throughout
the season.
Are we
going to call this at some point?
No, because he walked me down a couple
of
years ago.
Yeah, it's early. I mean, we're not even halfway. It's 18 weeks this year.
I know. Yeah, that's
right?
True.
This is week eight. Yeah. So we're not even halfway. But Tony does have a nice lead, 45-31. It's going to take one big upset pick for me to get it turned around. We'll see if this is the week.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Gwynn and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
C-L-I-P-P-E. R-S.
Yay!
Clippers.
Did you ever check to see if you spelled availability right?
Oh, no, I should do that.
Maybe said availability.
Yeah, check
availability.
When was that? One,
when
check.
Was that? I think I spelled it right. That's why.
I don't remember.
Maybe.
All right, we go with
availability.
Got the 3-point game, 2-point game, 1-point game. Last week, we each got all three of our games right, and neither of our upset picks. So 2 weeks in a row, that's happened. We both have scored 6 points, so you've kept your 14-point lead. I go first this week, and there's a couple of interesting spreads this week, and I bring this up because I took a moment to look it up. You've got Detroit by 11 over Tennessee, and you've got Kansas City by 10 over Las Vegas. These are only the second and third double-digit spreads in the NFL all season.
Parody.
Isn't that something? The only other one was week four, 49ers were favored by 10.5 over the Patriots. Every other game played this season has been a single-digit spread. Kind of interesting, I think. So I will take one of those double-digit spreads, and I feel more confident at home with the Lions over Tennessee. So I'll take Detroit. For my 3-point pick. You're up, Tony. Any other remaining game this week?
Kansas City!
Yeah, by 10 over the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, man, the Raiders are just sad right now.
Apparently,
what do they have left?
Is going to play. So
who isn't?
DeAndre Hopkins is going to play.
For the Chiefs.
The former 99er.
By the way, DeAndre Hopkins, not worth much. He only got a fourth-round pick in return.
Fifth round, possible fourth if he...
I heard an explanation. I know we got to get moving, but I heard an explanation as to why third-round picks are worth players like that. It's because anything like a third-rounder to a first-rounder, they're expected to come in and help you right away. So you're getting a player that's going to be on the field right away.
Are you getting an all-pro?
You don't know.
Of course not.
But you're giving one up. But you're getting a choice at a guy who's probably going to help you sooner rather than later. That was the explanation
I don't buy it. My 2-point game this week, there's a couple of bigger spreads, but I don't know. I'm going to go Baltimore at Cleveland. Baltimore's ridiculous. Cleveland's going on. Jameis Winston maybe with an upset.
I see what you're doing there, sir.
Why?
I see what you're doing.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're doing it.
I'm not. I'm not chasing the glory yet. It's too early.
It's too early?
Yeah.
Right.
Your 2-point pick is? You going with him? Sean Payton?
Hell no.
Oh, you're not?
Cannot pick Sean Payton. Sorry.
Hate Sean Payton.
Give me the Jets.
J-E-T-S at New England.
Who was your second pick? Baltimore, you
Baltimore
said?
Baltimore.
How do you guys feel about
pick?
Devontae Adams holding a team meeting after like 3 days since he got to the team?
How about 30 minutes after he got to the
was
team?
Was it the same? It was after the game. You're right.
After a game in which he did nothing, by the way, to help them.
It's kind of bold of him.
It was a little bold. All right. I'm not taking Sean Payton either. I don't care if he's 9.5-point favorite. I'm going to take... I feel really good about... Are your Niners going to lose this one? Like, this is like the season.
I told my 49ers friend the other day...
This is it for them. They blow this game.
They lose to the Cowboys. We definitely have a problem in San Francisco.
All right. I'm too scared. I'll take Pittsburgh over the Giants.
Oh, damn.
Giants are
But the Cowboys
really
are like zoo animals. They're not prepared.
I'll take Pittsburgh as my one-point pick.
Really
Tony.
That's messed up, Chris.
Sorry. Is that what you were going to take?
That's what I was going to take.
Oh, I got you on one.
Let's do the Chargers.
Chargers over the Saints. Okay. Interestingly, neither of us have faith in Denver 9.5 over Carolina.
No, we do not.
And I don't have faith to pick it as an upset either, because I picked Carolina as my upset team two or three times this year, and they've lost by 30 points every time.
I mean, Bryce Young is the quarterback.
It's true. But I'm going to go, I think, for 3 points. I'm going to play it a conservative this week, try to get a win with the homestanding Commanders.
Commanders.
Because they're underdog, 3 points to the Bears. I'm still not sold on the Bears. I know Tony is, but I think the Commanders
I'm not sold
are
on the Bears. I'm sold on Mr. Williams.
Yeah, I know. And Daniels, we don't know if he's going to play yet, so that's probably why the Bears are favored. But I'll take a shot. Washington for 3 points is my upset. Tony, yours?
Give me Mr. Bryce Young.
You are going
and
for the
Carolina
niner.
Panthers.
You're going for nine.
This is the second straight week I'm rooting against Denver in an upset.
Yeah, it might work.
Didn't work
for
out
you.
For me last time.
Might work this time. If Carolina wins that game, then we may be able to put an end to this contest, because that would give you a huge lead with a 9-pointer. All right, we'll see how it turns out. Those are our picks. We got to go?
We got to go.
All right, Minnesota Rams coming up next. Stick around for it. Full 4 hours tomorrow. As I mentioned, Sean Lewis, Aztec head coach, among other things. And everybody, you know, enjoy your day, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. Based on that story we had to pass along a little bit ago. We are all lucky out there. For Tony, Scraby, Chris. See ya.
Peace out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.